Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Craig Erkes. At some point, did he buy that gas station?
He did. He eventually purchased that station and purchased an additional two dozen in the Yakima Valley. And he grew a very successful petroleum jobbership. My father was in World War II and returned from the service and on the GI Bill, went to the University of Washington, and where he met my mother. And upon graduation, they became married, and he moved to California and was with Mobil. And when my mother became pregnant with me, my grandfather offered my dad a double his salary and a new Plymouth if they would move back to Yakima and go to work for him. So they did. But this was his father-in-law. This was my mother's father. And that was tough. And so in the mid-50s, there was an operation, a jobbership in the Tri-Cities that opened up. And my dad started what was then called Tri-City Oil Company in the mid-1950s.
Back then, when he started Tri-City Oil, was that Shell brand
no,
at that time?
No, it was Phillips 66. And he grew the Phillips brand for years. My grandfather was a Phillips and in Yakima, and my dad was Phillips down here.
So in the early 80s, when your dad called you and said, we're going to sell the business, we've got an offer from a company in Portland, but we'll sell it to you for the same price.
Correct.
Why was he selling, and why hadn't you been involved in the business up to that point?
See, I was still with Ford at that point, and he wanted to retire. He had it sold, and it was a conventional jobbership. We had a few gas stations, but a lot of heating oil, farm deliveries, commercial accounts, and very successful, but he was ready to retire.
So when you took over the company, what made you decide to take the company into the convenience store arena? And when you opened your first Sun Mart, did you have any idea it would grow into such a large footprint?
I really had a vision for combining quality food service with gasoline. And 7-Eleven had done that very well. Many of the 7-Elevens, however, were strictly the food side and not the gasoline side. So we were on the leading edge of combining the two. And no, I didn't have a long-term vision, but we knew we had to do it right. So 2 years after we made that decision, we hired a gentleman from Southland, from 7-Eleven, that joined us, and he and I formed a great relationship, and the rest is history. We just kept building new stores.
Be sure to tune in next Friday for the conclusion of our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Craig Erkes.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by Redder & Company Sotheby's International Realty. If you missed any of the interview, log on to 610KONA.com and you'll find it on our podcast page.